brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number.
Oh, it's brutal out there, man.
I haven't been out today,
Don't
man.
Do it. Don't do it. Let's just stay in here and talk about the world as it crumbles around us.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? That's part of what I'm... You're reading my mind, man. That's what we're going to talk about. Something is going on. You know, I've been focusing on what has changed so much in a society.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to focus the entire hour on, is it the fact that there are less and less people engaged in organized religion?
We've talked about this one before. I know what you mean.
Well, we may have not talked about it to the degree that I'm going to talk about it now.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you move around and you don't know whether your neighbors are going to lose their minds at any given time.
Yep.
And somebody, you know, with the access to weapons and all those kinds of things, you go to the grocery store, you're at risk. You don't know it. You get in your car. You're driving down the road. Somebody just, this is an old term. I don't think they use it anymore. Mean mugs you.
Oh, no. I use that term multiple times a month. It's in my it's in my lexicon.
So you do some mean mugging.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm on the receiving end. I'm not much of a mean mugger myself.
So somebody looks at you with a cross stare. And that could cost you your life. You know, it doesn't matter. There is no safe place in the society anymore. Your life is always in jeopardy.
It feels that way sometimes.
Huh?
It does feel that way sometimes.
Well, what do you mean it feels that way? That's because that is the factually.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it all you have to be is in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you will become a victim. And because there's something that has happened with people in this country, you know, people can say, oh, you know, it's that way everywhere else, but I don't know. This is where I live. This is the only place that I've lived in this nation. And people have gotten so ugly and so hateful.
And I think there is a difference, and it has shifted. You know, we're not just, this isn't just nonsense. You see people on edge. People are just ready to snap. And it's less to do with interactions, or you looked at me wrong, or you cut me off. It's people in line at McDonald's. It's people in line at the gas station just losing their minds.
Correct. But then there's something behind. Or is it an evolution of mankind?
No, there's something behind it.
From you say what?
There's something behind it.
So from my lifetime, the 60s up until now, I see the change in people.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that everybody fell down out of heaven in the 60s and the 50s and those times, but it was a hell of a lot safer. And people were a lot more stable in those days than they are today. So you got to ask yourself the question, why? What has put people in the kinds of conditions that they are in now that they can't deal with society anymore?
I have an idea. This whole live and let live. Oh, you know, let them do it. Let them do it their way. Ah, they'll just be you. Just be them. It doesn't affect you. Just leave it alone. So people reaping the benefits of a polite society, going around wreaking havoc, being rude, cutting people off, all these things, and no one's confronting them on it.
But there's something even more at the root of what has created this, and that's kind of what I want to focus on a little bit this evening. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Now, there are more people now than I think ever before who don't think religion matters. And the statistics that I'm going to read to you will bear that out. You know, the amount of people who are in churches and synagogues and temples were in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. 80s, up until now. It's unbelievable. It's unmistakable that you look at the percentage of Americans who are not involved in some religious persuasion. It's unmistakable what has happened. You know, one of the things that religion did was made people a little more docile.
Well, it introduced you to your community. You spent time with these people at least once a week, you know, every Sunday.
Yeah,
but
you
go see your community, spend time with them.
At the root of it was a deity. Okay? At the root of it was something greater than ourselves. And that we knew that we were here for a short period of time and that we would soon be gone and that there was something after this life. And whether you believe in that or believed in it then or whatever that was, it was able to keep people kind of centered. And it made people more respectful.
And I mean, and I'm one of the least religious people you will ever meet. I mean, it's, you know, it's not, I won't go, I'm not anti-religion.
No, but Evan, so what I'm trying to say to you is you aren't alone. The numbers have escalated for people who feel that way. Is it coincidental or is it at the root of why we have people who are so disjointed and disconnected in a society that somebody can take a gun and walk into a home and kill six people?
And I'm going to say
nothing about that.
Yeah.
Or that somebody, again, mean mug somebody and the guy pulls out a gun and kills the person on the spot. Doesn't know anything about the person, mm-hmm. but that's reason enough to kill a person.
I think it circles back to that community, because I know people who would call themselves devoutly religious that I consider to be terrible people. Just awful, awful people. No actual love for their fellow man, you know?
Well, that does exist. I'm not going to say that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But what I will say to you is the dangers that people deal with today in the society, and I'm stating this from my 67 years of living on this earth, have gotten progressively worse. We didn't have what we are dealing with today. And the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know there are plenty of folk who are listening who will testify to what Reverend Earl is talking about right now. The truth of the matter is, we, from the time we were children, our parents made sure that we were brought up with some kind of spiritual background.
Mm-hmm.
We, from the time we were children, and many of the folks who are listening will attest to that, we were in church. And whether it wasn't a matter of whether you wanted to go or not, it was that your parents and your grandparents, that was their belief, and everyone wanted to make sure that it was your belief. And so you got that foundation. You got a foundation of And I'm not going to say that there weren't issues, because it was under Christianity that, you know, black people were enslaved. So I'm not unmindful that the belief in religion has always been 100%, you know, righteous.
Well, it's not a free pass. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so it hasn't always been that. But at the root of it was some foundation and stability, where you kind of thought about your fellow man somewhat, and it wasn't whatever it is you want to do, just do it, baby. You know, who was the guy from the Oakland Raiders, Davis. Just do it, baby. You know, and so that mentality is part of what's at the root of what's going on in this society now. And after we come back from break, I'm going to run down some numbers that will corroborate. And I know that there are people who are listening to me right now who are just like I am. I don't go to church. There was a time when I did. I'm not involved in any organized religion. I'm not. But I grew up in that environment. So I had a foundation of that. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Join me. Rep Merle is going to give you a sermon. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.